And so I'm just going to pass some of these out. One per table. Thank you, Kevin. Oh, not that one. That's it. Actually, can I keep one of them? Thanks. Okay. Now, this is... Children, we'd like you to join in with this as well, because you can answer these questions. Hopefully, you can see what you've got. So, we've got a picture of a stick man. And on there, there are some suggestions of things, but I've put some questions on the other side. So, it says, where do you fit in the body? And when I say the body, it means here, not your actual physical body, but it's where do you fit? Where do you feel you belong here? So what do you enjoy doing? Are you good at talking to people? So recognizing what you can do. So you need to just talk in your groups and say what you think you're good at. And maybe if you don't know, maybe your group could help you to work out what you're good at. Maybe they can say, well, actually, I've noticed that you're very kind, or you're very helpful, you're very good at mending things, whatever. So encourage each other in the things. And then when you've done that, maybe just if you could look at those two Bible verses, passages that I've put down there. Okay, so just go as far as that, and then the praying bit we'll save to do all together. Okay, so I'll give you... 5 minutes for this. To read you, in case you didn't get a chance, read you some of the verses from Romans, because the clip that we watched was actually using the verses that we find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. But these verses are in Romans chapter 12, verses 4 to 8, and it says this: just as our bodies have many parts and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are many parts of one body and we all belong to each other. That's good, isn't it? We might all be different. We might all be different ages, from different backgrounds, but we all belong to each other because we're part of the body of Christ. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If it is giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. So you can see all those things are very different, but we need all of those gifts. We need everybody to bring whatever your gift, whether it's a practical thing that you can do or whether it's a spiritual gift that the Holy Spirit has given to us. All the gifts that we have, all our abilities, all our talents, when we bring them to God, he can use them and we can work together. Now, I am going to ask two people to come and bring their talents to us. Joy and Olivia are going to come and sing a song for us. Now, they haven't practiced with Anne, so they've been very brave. Thank you. Girls, if you come and get a microphone, and they're going to sing a song for us. And if they need help, one each, I think. If they need help, then I'm sure we can help them out. We'll have the words up anyway. It's a song that we know, but I think Joy and Olivia have chosen this one to sing to us. So have you got your words, girls? Oh, good. And then if you want to come and take a microphone, if you stand near to Anne, and then she'll help you. Oh, that one... Okay. Are you okay? Yes. Tell Anne when you're ready.
Okay. If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation, waiting here for you. Waiting here for you. You're the Lord of all creation, and still you know my heart. The author of salvation, you've loved us from the start. Waiting here for you with a hand.
Wow, that was beautiful. And you wouldn't have known that you hadn't practiced with the band either. Well done. That was lovely. So you see, we can all be part of the body, can't we? We can all bring something. So I thought what we would do, as you can see, I've put a poster up on the board. Maybe you didn't notice. But you will all notice that you've got hands on your tables. And I just would like us all now just to write your name on a hand. So if you like to grab a hand and write your name. If there aren't enough on the tables, take some that where there's spares, or I've got some spares here. Just your names. Just your name. Thank you. There should be enough, but... Does anyone not have a hand? wave it if you haven't. Rowley. Okay, so you just want to put your name on your hand. And then I need some glue monitors. Chloe? Claire. Over by the post, by the poster, there is a box with all the glue sticks in. So if now you could give some of your glue sticks to the tables, I want you to put some glue on, and then I want us to put all our hands around that poster with your name side up so we can see. So, okay, so once you've got your glue stick, start putting it on your hands and then go and stick it up around the post. Try and arrange it sort of decoratively if you can. I'm not going to be there to tell you what to do. I'm going to take a step back and let you do your own thing. And then we're going to come back in and then we're going to finish with some worship. You have drawn us together in this expression of church called River of Life. Thank you that you have put us in a community where we can love and care for each other. Thank you that you have given us all the gifts that we need to be able to help each other, to serve each other and to serve you. And Lord Jesus, we ask that in these coming weeks, as things maybe get difficult, Lord, that we would just remember that we're not on our own, and that we are part of this wonderful body. And Lord, that you are the head of this body. You are in charge. You are the one that that is over all things. And we thank you for that. Amen. Okay, so let's finish off our time together with some worship songs. I think the last song that we're going to do, I particularly asked Kirk to do this one because it's just a real expression of who we are as a church.